The UN World Food Program says because of a drop in international aid, it is having to cut by half food rations to Zimbabwe. Nearly 3 million people there need assistance, and there are fears that the shortages could extend to other southern African countries. Joining me now is Kevin Farrell, the World Food Program's country director for Zimbabwe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why the drop in international aid?
There are concerns, of course, with respect to Southern Africa in general. It's difficult to measure, but I'm fairly sure that the demands for food assistance in other parts of the country have probably impacted as well.
Are our donors reluctant to give because of what many Western countries see as ruinous land redistribution policies of President Robert Mugabe? Does that have any part in this?
Well, I think the first thing I'd like to say is that donors have, in fact, been very, very generous in the past 2 years throughout Southern Africa and including in Zimbabwe. Some of the hesitation, perhaps at this time, may relate to some difficulties that donors have with economic policies, yes.
What kind of rations are you running out of?
The one that we have had problem with or a shortage of over the last month or so has been the cereal, the corn.
And how long do you expect supplies to last?
We've had to go on to half rations in December. The January supplies, we may be able to go back up to close to a fuller ration of cereal in January, but then February, March is looking very, very poor. Zimbabwe and indeed all over Southern Africa, the harvest would normally come in about April, so the next 2 or 3 months, February, March, and up until that harvest, those are essentially the hungry months. Those are the difficult months before harvest.
Zimbabwe used to export food. Could you remind us quickly what happened?
Certainly in the last 2 years, drought has been a factor, particularly in the 2001-2002 season. We're looking, though, at the whole range of economic difficulties. There's currently an inflation rate of about 600%. There is unemployment of about 70%. On top of all of that, you do have a major problem throughout Southern Africa, but I think perhaps especially in Zimbabwe at this stage, a problem of HIV infection. And that is having an impact both on the general economic situation and more specifically on food production.
Will the shortage of food relief affect other countries in that area or elsewhere in Africa?
The other major recipient of food assistance in Southern Africa is Mozambique, and I believe that they are having problems probably similar to our own. What we're now, of course, looking at are the prospects for the coming year, or at least for the current growing season, and that is certainly not looking good throughout Southern Africa. Indeed, there are some concerns about whether South Africa, which of course has been the major procurement source for food, we're told fairly reliably that that situation that they harvest in the coming year in South Africa is not going to be up to average. So that will have a major impact on food availability generally.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Kevin Farrell is the UN World Food Program's country director for Zimbabwe.